Blog Talk Radio.
Into the crystal core of the star histories today with the Dream Spell Science of Time. Valam Votan, the late great Dr. Jose, today he has passed to assist us from the other side, and others know better. This is a segment to introduce you into the cosmological synchronicity, the great cosmogenesis of 2012 and beyond, spiral time. 1320. This is a real-time application, one of the components of the Pilot SETI personal development paradigm available to you through splashwebs.org, courtesy of the Foundation for the Law of Time. Within this particular segment, we have the privilege of introducing the interplanetary star histories, those relations that make up a planetary holon, a human planetary holon, and of course giving you for your mind's eye. Siren Nation is falling apart at the seams again today. We can hear that throughout the neighborhoods and throughout the streets on any given occasion. We know what's happening in the big picture, and we're not being snowed by the fear and ambiguity of an illusory economic future or any other distraction that would prevent us from attaining a full hookup. And in this case, I'd like to invite you into the works of Dr. Jose Arguelles and also Zachariah Sitchin, because we heard back in the day about the arrival of Nibiru, Planet X, other interplanetary star histories and dynamics. I have yet to dive into the depth of Sitchin's work, but I am intrigued, and I did meet Sun Dragon back in the day at the gathering, Yellow Solar Seed Year, at Riversong Farm in Hood River, and he was quite the storyteller. And so when you meet an Earth Wizard, you'll know the difference, and you'll be entranced for some time to come. Want to thank the Heart Consciousness Church, my friends in the Harbin area, Peter, Ganesha Das, Ken, Teresa, Todd, Jeff, for their devotion, for the introduction into this segment and other segments to come. We hope to be working with you all on tour, a focus tour at that, a conscious caravan of sorts. And without further ado, welcome aboard.
Eastern tradition, vamos a la tradiciones
of China,
especialmente en China.
And then we have the dragon as the primal cosmic force.
Tenemos el dragón como la primordial fuerza cósmica.
And it's more in that sense that the first image that appears as the dragon.
Es más en este sentido que la imagen del dragón aparece.
From this primal living force.
De esta fuerza primordial.
That all of the rest of the order of the concrete forms of life can be perceived.
Todo el resto de del orden con la manera concreta de la vida puede ser percibida.
So from the dragon, then the next stage is the breath.
Después del dragón tenemos el aliento,
or the spirit,
o el espíritu,
which concretely also we understand as the wind,
que concretamente entendemos como el viento.
And from that then comes the night.
Después de esto tenemos la noche,
which is the place of the mystery,
que es el lugar del misterio.
And from the night the seed is generated.
Y desde la noche tenemos la semilla que viene creada.
And then once we have the seed generated, then we have the serpent, which is the life force.
Después de la semilla tenemos el serpiente, que es la fuerza vital.
And the reptilian level.
A un nivel de reptil.
And then from the first to the sixth position, then once we have the serpent, then we have the seed and the serpent, then we have birth, and then we have death.
De la secuencia después del 5 tenemos el 6, primero tenemos el nacimiento y después tenemos la muerte.
So the cycle of birth and death is represented by the number 6, or the number of the process from 1 to 6.
El proceso del nacimiento y la muerte viene representado con el proceso del número 6.
Then you have the next 14.
Y después tenemos los estados, los demás estados, los 14 estados
diferentes. And you recall there's the 6 stages of creation.
Los 6 estados de la creación.
And then there's the 7th.
Y después tenemos el 7.
And the 7th represents the power of knowledge and healing, which is represented in the human realm by the hand.
El 7 representa el poder de la curación y del conocimiento, que viene representado en el mundo humano como la mano.
So that the hand can heal.
Así que la mano puede curar.
The hand can create.
La mano puede crear.
They can play the violin.
Puede tocar el violín. Mm-hmm.
Play the flute,
tocar la flauta,
paint,
pintar,
or run a computer,
escribir en el ordenador.
But all of that is with the power of the hand. The hand represents the power of the seventh power.
La mano representa el poder del 7.
And we say, then when we look at the human being in relation to all the species,
cuando vemos el hombre, la especie humana con todas las demás especies,
and now we can see physically this is what distinguishes.
Es esto que nos distingue.
The human being.
De seres humanos.
The hand is informed by the power of 7.
La mano es informada del poder del 7.
And then from that we have the realization of the star.
Y de ahí tenemos la realización de la estrella.
Which is the 8th. You have to always connect the seal with the position of the number.
Tienen que conectar siempre el sello con la posición, la posición del número.
Okay, so that once we have the death, and then we have the realization beyond the death, which is the hand, and then because we have that realization, then you have the realization of the greater beyond, which is the star.
Tenemos la muerte, que es la realización. Después tenemos la realización, que es la mano. De ahí tenemos la realización de la mano. Tenemos la estrella.
And then that completes the sequence here.
Y esto completa la secuencia.
And when we get to the middle sequence, the third time cell.
Cuando llegamos a la tercera célula del tiempo,
we begin with the moon, which also symbolizes the water, the flow.
Llegamos a la luna, que tiene como simbología también el agua o el flujo.
And that with the water, then we come to the next level of life, which is the mammal.
Después del agua tenemos el otro nivel, que es el mamífero.
And which is represented by the dog.
Está representado por el perro.
And that you see that the serpent is red and the dog is white.
Podemos ver que el serpiente es rojo y el perro es blanco.
Okay, and the dog represents the. Have you noticed the nice little cute dogs that keep showing up? Yeah.
Este es así.
Yeah.
Que representa también los perros que vemos que están siempre apareciendo de vez en cuando.
I noticed there were two of them this morning.
But, sí, hoy vi que eran dos de ellos.
And so here we have the solution, we have the dog, and then we have the monkey.
Después del perro tenemos el mono.
And that while the dog represents the emotional level,
cuando el perro representa el nivel emocional,
the monkey represents the level of the artist, the trickster.
El mono representa el juego.
And the monkey and the dog are always chasing each other.
El perro y el mono siempre se están persiguiendo.
So then we see that we have the moon, which governs the cycles of life. The dog, the monkey, and finally the human.
Y tenemos la luna que gobierna los ciclos de la vida, el perro, el mono y el humano.
And then that completes the human, then completes the third stage, the full human.
El humano completa el estado.
And every stage incorporates all the previous stages.
Y cada estado incorpora en los primeros estados.
So all that previous knowledge is in the human. Then we come to the output.
Después venimos a la salida.
And that we have what we call the skywalker.
Aquí tenemos lo que nosotros llamamos el caminante del cielo.
And so the skywalker is beyond the human.
El caminante del cielo es al más allá del humano.
So this represents a stage of evolution.
Esto representa un estado de evolución.
And that you see that there's two lines below and two bars above there.
Vemos dos líneas abajo y dos líneas arriba.
And that the stage is to bring those together. Where will they land?
Y hay que encontrar estas dos líneas, estos dos niveles. ¿Dónde es que van a aterrizar estos?
So this represents actually the movement of our mind beyond our physical form.
Esto representa el movimiento de nuestra mente más allá de nuestra forma física.
So that, for instance, the prophet Quetzalcoatl.
Así que el profeta Quetzalcóatl
was born with this sign.
Nació con este signo,
which in the Toltec version of the calendar,
que en la versión tolteca del calendario,
was represented by the reed,
que era representado por la caña. Cana.
The skywalker represents evolving of the mind, which is incarnated as the wizard.
El caminante del cielo representa la evolución de la mente que viene representado del mago.
But we see here that when we reach the skywalker, we've gone through the 13.
Cuando hemos llegado al caminante del cielo, hemos llegado al 13.
And that the wizard is number one again.
Y que el mago es el número uno otra vez.
The 14th then is related to the seventh and to the first.
El 14 viene relacionado con el 7 y con el 1.
So you always see wizards and dragons together.
Y siempre van a ver magos y dragones juntos.
And the wizard is usually the only one who can fall asleep in the dragon's tail.
Y el mago es el único que se puede adormentar en la cola del dragón.
And the wizard is the only one who can tame the dragon.
Y el mago es el único que puede domar el dragón.
And the dragon usually thinks that the wizard is the best kind of human to make a friend.
Y el dragón piensa siempre que el mago es el mejor amigo para tener como hombre.
Okay, and so the hand and the wizard, this is the 7 and this is the 14.
La mano es el 7 y este es el 14.
So that the wizard incorporates that power of the hand.
El mano incorpora este poder de la mano.
And then we pass on into the other stages, the eagle.
Después tenemos el otro estado que es el águila.
Which is the skywalker is the mind getting off the ground.
El caminante del cielo es la mente que se eleva de la tierra.
And the eagle is the vision that encompasses the whole planet.
Y el águila es la visión que comprende la visión de todo el planeta.
And so that represents what the wizard is evolving to, is to have that mind that sees the whole planet like the eagle.
Esto representa el poder del mago que se está evolviendo para tener esa visión del águila.
And I believe that Carlos Castaneda's Don Juan had a number of interesting things to say about that.
Sé que en Carlos Castaneda, en las enseñanzas de Don Juan, tiene muchas cosas interesantes decir en este propósito.
And then that is finally completed by the fourth stage of the output, which is the warrior.
Y esto viene completado en el último estado con el guerrero.
And that, what does that mean?
¿Qué quiere decir esto?
That despite going all the way up to the heights to see the planet,
en vez de ir a todas las alturas a ver las cosas desde el alto del planeta,
that the evolving being,
que el ser que se vuelve en evolución, el ser en evolución,
does not leave the earth but remains incarnate,
no deja la tierra pero permanece encarnado.
And that in this incarnate stage that is ready to take on any situation.
En este estado de encarnación está listo para afrontar cualquier situación.
And cultivating fearlessness.
Y cultivando no miedo.
And so this is the meaning of the warrior.
Y este es el significado del guerrero.
And in the final stage, the matrix. The fifth time cell.
Y tenemos el último estado que es la matriz, que es la matriz del el tiempo del
this gets to be very cosmic again.
Esto se vuelve muy cósmico otra vez.
That you have the earth.
Tenemos la tierra.
And then the mirror, which is actually the cosmic mirror.
Tenemos el espejo que es el espejo cósmico.
And that the storm is an energy or a quality of force.
Y tenemos la tormenta que es una energía de cualidad o de fuerza.
You could say that the storm is actually what is generated by the Hunab Ku.
Y tenemos la tormenta que es lo que viene creado de Hunab Ku.
When we see the center as the Hunab Ku is represented,
cuando vemos el centro es bien representado,
we see the two lines like this,
dos líneas que se tienen juntas, sí,
which is exactly what you see when you look into a hurricane.
Y es exactamente lo que ven ustedes cuando ven un huracán.
So that the storm actually represents the first energy generated by the Hunab Ku.
Y la tormenta representa la primera energía creada por Hunab Ku.
Is both the first and the highest level of energy.
Es la primera y la más alta creación de energía.
And that represents the 19th stage.
Representa el estado el número 19,
okay, which is also the highest number actually.
Y es verdaderamente el número más alto.
Because when we get to the final one, the Ahau, the sun.
Porque cuando llegamos al sol.
That this represents zero.
Representa cero.
Okay, and that the zero is what makes possible the movement of the number into the higher dimensions.
Y el cero es lo que hace posible el movimiento del número a otras dimensiones más altas.
And that is represented concretely as the sun.
Es representado concretamente por el sol,
which is a star,
que es una estrella,
because we're actually dealing with the evolution of the stars.
Porque estamos trabajando con la evolución de las estrellas.
And all of this is just to help us understand the process of our position.
Y todo esto es para ayudarnos a entender el proceso y nuestra posición
in the, what we might call the co-evolution of our local star.
Lo que podemos llamar la coevolución de nuestra estrella.
And so that we also know that these represent the 10 planetary orbits.
Sabemos también que estos representan también las 10 órbitas planetarias.
And that when we get to the final one, we're actually reaching
the planet Pluto.
Y cuando llegamos al último, estamos llegando al planeta Plutón.
And then we come to Neptune, Uranus.
Neptuno, Urano.
Saturn.
Saturno.
Jupiter.
Júpiter.
Maldek.
Maldek.
Mars.
Marte.
And then Earth.
Tierra.
Earth is represented, of course, by the hand and by the human.
Y la Tierra está representada por la mano y el humano.
Because there are two flows.
Hay dos flujos.
And the one begins with Pluto here. This is called the galactic flow and comes all the way down.
Hay
to,
dos flujos que comienzan con el sol y que
and ends with the moon.
Y se acaba con la luna.
Which is Mercury.
Que es Mercurio.
And the second flow starts with Mercury.
Y el segundo flujo empieza con Mercurio.
Which is the dog and goes to the storm, which is Pluto again.
Que es el perro y va hasta la tormenta, que es Mercurio otra vez. Hasta el sol, que es Plutón otra vez.
Well, that's a little bit of...
Esto es más o menos...
Some rehearsing again... Of what you think you know.
Esto es un pequeño repaso de lo que ustedes creen de saber.
To get the... No, maybe you don't. Excuse me.
Tal vez no lo saben. Perdón.
So sorry.
Me disculpo.
That what we are dealing with then when we look at this Zolkin matrix.
Cuando estamos trabajando con esta matriz Zolkin,
so we have the 20 solar seals, the 10 planetary orbits, and two flows.
Tenemos los 20 signos, las 10 órbitas planetarias y los flujos.
That because of this, we can speak of the prehistory.
Y por esto podemos hablar de la prehistoria.
Of the star system Kinichahau.
Del sistema solar Kinichahau.
That this is Kinichahau. That the this also provides the Zolkin also provides this map.
El Zolkin nos da también una mapa
that we can begin to penetrate into the history of the ten planets.
Podemos penetrar la historia de los 10 planetas.
In the reading that Bolonik gave,
en la lectura que Bolonik dio,
she mentioned the number 24.
Ha mencionado el número 24.
And that the number of externalizing intelligence.
Del número de la inteligencia externalizada.
This number 24 also refers to our star.
Este número 24 también se refiere a nuestra estrella.
From the star that I come from,
de la estrella de la que yo vengo,
which is Arcturus,
que es Arcturus,
that this star Kinichahau is called Velotropa 24.
De mi sistema, esta estrella Kinichahau viene llamada Velotropa 24.
Velotropa means the turning. Tropa means to turn.
Velotropa quiere decir
okay, to
dar
turn,
vuelta.
Turning towards the light, turning towards the penetration of the veil and into the light.
Dar vuelta hacia el velo de la y adentro de la luz.
And that the 24 is a very key number.
El 24 es un número clave.
That consists of the four, which is the self-existing power.
Que es el que consiste del 4, que es un autoexistente,
multiplied by the 6, which is the cycle of life and death,
que multiplicado por 6, que es el ciclo de la vida y la muerte.
So the self-existing form multiplied by the cycle of life and death,
que el ciclo de la vida y la muerte multiplicado por el autoexistente,
then creates the superconscious number power of 24.
Y esto crea el poder supraconsciente, el poder del número 24.
Velotropa is also the name of the experimental section of the galaxy.
Velotropa es también el punto experimental de la galaxia. What we are supposed to be doing is experimenting.
Lo que se supone que debemos estar haciendo es experimentar.
So right now we are all really very good velotropins.
Y en este momento somos todos muy buenos
velotropianos. Velotropianos. Hey, we need to invent new words.
Tenemos que inventar nuevas palabras.
Otherwise, we'll never get out of the old world.
Nunca vamos a salir del esquema del viejo mundo.
So, welcome, velotropians.
Así que bienvenidos, velotropians.
Okay. That as I one book which was a major oversight on my part for your bibliography.
Una parte que me olvidé en su bibliografía.
Is the Arcturus probe.
Fue la sonda de Arcturus.
But it says Arcturus probe is investigations of an ongoing. Okay.
Dice en la sonda de Arcturus que es una investigación en curso.
Yeah, investigations in process. So we are part of that investigation in process.
Así que somos parte de esta investigación en proceso.
The Earth Wizard Seminary is one of the living chapters.
El seminario de los magos de la Tierra es uno de los capítulos vivientes
of the Arcturus probe.
De la sonda de Arcturus.
So that what we learn from the Arcturus probe is what we call the dream spell genesis.
Lo que hemos aprendido de la sonda Arcturus es el génesis del encantamiento del sueño.
And that we understand that there are cycles of 26,000 years.
Y entendemos que hay ciclos de 26,000 años.
And according to the self-existing power of four.
En acuerdo con el poder autoexistente del 4,
we are experiencing the very end of the fourth 26,000 year cycle of a set of four.
Y estamos viviendo el final de un periodo de 26,000 años en el cuarto ciclo de 26,000 años.
Thanks for hanging in there with us. Changing up the audio scenario.
We have 26,000 years. 26,000, 26,000, and here we are. 26,000.
Tenemos 26,000 años, 26,000 años, 26,000 años. Estamos en la última fase.
So this is a whole cycle of 104,000 years.
Y este es un ciclo de 104,000 años.
So that when we get to that. The winter solstice of 2012.
Cuando llegamos al solsticio de invierno del 2012,
we're saying good night and goodbye to 104,000 years.
Estamos diciendo adiós a un ciclo de 104,000 años.
If you felt that you were incarnated to be born into an interesting time.
Si sienten que tenían que estar encarnados en un tiempo interesante.
You're absolutely correct.
Están en una cosa muy correcta.
So again, the we are here to see if we can make this successful.
Estamos aquí para ver si podemos hacer esto un hecho, un éxito.
So that we can go to the fifth age.
Así que podemos andar a la quinta edad,
which is also called the age or the world of the center.
Que también viene llamada como la edad del centro.
So if we successfully conclude,
si exitosamente concluimos
that on the winter solstice of 2012,
en el solsticio de invierno del 2012,
then we will have an interesting time of a little over 7 moons,
y tendremos un tiempo interesante de por 7 lunas
to make the Earth absolutely ready,
para hacer la Tierra totalmente lista
for the date of galactic seed,
para la fecha del seme galáctico,
in the year 2013,
que es el año 2013,
when we plunge into the center.
Que nos introducimos en el tiempo galáctico.
So that and going in into the age of the center.
And en el tiempo del centro.
So we know that the dream spell Genesis.
Así que sabemos que el Génesis del encantamiento del sueño
talks about the 26,000 year cycle.
Habla de un ciclo de 26,000 años.
Which is it's talking about this last cycle.
Está hablando de este último ciclo.
And this cycle here is when the human beings.
Y hablamos de este ciclo cuando los seres humanos
have got their spacesuits, our bodies,
and tienen sus trajes espaciales que son sus cuerpos,
into their final form of refinement,
hasta su estado final de refinación,
and are to go through the process of reliving,
y tienen que ir a través del proceso de revivir,
all the previous cycles and histories,
todos los ciclos primeros de la historia,
which have occurred in the experimental zone,
que han ocurrido en la zona experimental.
So that by the time we get to the end of this 26,000 year cycle,
así que cuando lleguemos al final de este ciclo de 26,000 años,
that everything possible has manifest,
que todo lo posible se ha manifestado,
and that the population and all the beings are here.
Que la población de todos los seres está aquí.
More than 6 billion of them.
Más de 6 billones de ellos.
So that when the dream spell talks about the dragon Genesis,
así que cuando el encantamiento del sueño habla del génesis del dragón,
the moon, the monkey Genesis,
del génesis del mono,
and the moon Genesis,
la luna,
that we are creating a mathematical ratio.
Estamos creando un radial matemático.
5-3-2. Okay. In other words, the dragon Genesis is the longest.
Así que el génesis del dragón es el más largo.
Which takes half of the time.
Que requiere mitad del tiempo.
And then the monkey Genesis,
el génesis del mono,
is represented by the number 3,
representado por el número 3,
and then or 7,800 years,
o 7,800 años,
and then finally the moon Genesis,
y finalmente el génesis de la luna.
And so we know that the whole dramatic point of the dream spell Genesis.
Así que sabemos que todo el punto dramático del encantamiento del génesis del encantamiento del sueño
is the theft of time.
Ha sido el robo del tiempo,
which occurred at the very beginning of the moon Genesis.
Que ha ocurrido al mero principio del génesis de la luna.
And that is because of the theft of time at the beginning of the moon Genesis.
Y ha sido por el robo del tiempo en el génesis de la luna.
That the galactic Maya created the map of the 13 Bakhtuns.
Ha sido que los mayas galácticos han creado el mapa de los 13 Bakhtunes.
Because this was to show, this actually is the moon Genesis.
Esto es para enseñar, esto es actualmente el génesis de la luna.
That the moon Genesis has been covered over by a dirty film.
El génesis de la luna ha sido cubierta por un film sucio, una película sucia.
And that this dirty film,
esta película sucia,
gets dirtier.
Se vuelve más y más sucia.
As we get to the 13th Bakhtun.
Mientras nos acercamos al Bakhtun 13.
And that this dirty film we call history.
Y este Bakhtun lo llamamos nosotros historia. Esta película le llamamos la historia.
And that that beneath this film we can still see little glimpses.
Y en este film podemos ver pequeñas partes
of what was promised,
de lo que ha sido prometido,
to occur during the moon genesis.
Para lo que tiene que pasar en el génesis de la luna.
We'll stop there, take our famous 10-minute break.
Nos vamos a parar aquí, vamos a tomar nuestro break de 10 minutos.
And thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.
Woohoo! All right. Good way to start off day one of the crystal moon, keen two of the 206-day countdown to winter solstice 2012. And we have 56 days left, actually 55 days left to contemplate this year's day out of time. We want that to be a grand affair. We know that the Mystic Family Garden Party has been picking up the slack for the Planet Art Network revelers who are at this time underground, by and large, it seems. It's a great challenge to get behind the discovery of the law of time and to promote its worth, its value, its application to the world at large. And there are antagonistic forces that would like to keep you down, and we're going to talk about those rogue elements that blew out the fifth ring, migrated to the fourth, became a Martian legacy and cooking up their environment, and then transferred their warmongering to the third planet, that of Velotropa 24.3. This is your Pan Agent 57, Overtone Navigator. Again, rolling it to you. Looking forward to days ahead here locally. We've got a number of groovy elements that are orbiting around certain creative principles, but we are also taking the necessary steps to be organized and grounded within our personal practice, within an environment that we can make home in creating our own economy, generating abundance, and paying attention, staying optimized, staying fit. This is the challenge with so many choices and distractions. You know, it's a carnival. It's a Disneyland. Babylon the Third is a very creative vortex at this time. Here in Portland, we have an amazing social fabric of creativity and an incredible migration from the Midwest, East Coast, parts of the United States. Call it the United States, the North American continent. We would hope that you'd stay in touch, know that the intent is to deliver an applied perspective or a cosmological application to the content of the Discovery of the Law of Time. Keep your senses peeled. We'll be rolling out the webinar utility, planetarium presentations, and holographic transmissions to draw you into the Medi-Hedi. The Medi-Hedi, the super mental psychozoic physical future. And in this particular reference, we're saying that less is more, and the doors of perception are open. So stay in touch. Thanks for joining us. Hope to hear from you in the near future. Take care.